Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Stuck in traffic and need to vent? Dial the Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
The Casamigos Big Shot of the Night is brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila is brought to you by those who drink it. And tonight, I gotta give the big shot to the smallest guy on the field. Like I said, Rodney Harrison in the pregame was talking about, oh, he's a little guy, I'm not afraid of him. Well, he's the guy that goes out and scores 2 touchdowns. And he cashed me my parlay. The fastest man all time with the fastest 40-yard dash. How did they let the Chiefs get this kid? Number one, Xavier Worthy. The first time he touches the ball in his NFL career, he goes 21 yards to the hizzy. 21-yard rushing touchdown. Then later in the game, he catches the ball coming across the middle. You just see his speed. He gets open, and then he's able to score again. He ends up having 2 receptions for 47 yards. You know what's funny? I actually told one of my boys to bench him, and he did in fantasy, and he's mad. He's like, bro, I got Rashee Rice and I got Xavier Worthy. Both of them can't go off, right? I'm like, I mean, they could in theory with Marquise Brown out. Juju Smith-Schuster, I know he was there and won a Super Bowl, but he just got back there. Travis Kelce, I think we started thinking Travis Kelce might eat a little bit more. And with him being a rookie, we're like, I don't know how much pressure you're going to put on him. No, when they draft you and they trade up to draft you, there is no you're a rookie. There is no pressure. You go out there and play. You do what you're paid to do. And, if you didn't play Xavier Worthy in fantasy tonight, at least you know he's going to be a factor down the stretch for this team. He can only get better, which is crazy. Xavier Worthy out of Texas. The fastest 40-yard dash all time. Tonight's Casamigos Big Shot of the Night. He put on, speed kills. 888-808-1019. 101.9 Speed Kills. This show will be over in 50 minutes. I'm going to speed through it. Let's get to the phones. Thanks for calling. If you want to talk football, if you want to add anything, let's do that. We're going to talk Thursday night football as the Chiefs defeat the Ravens 27-20. And then I'm going to tell you some of my thoughts about the New York Giants and about the New York Jets, but not too much because I got a Football Friday KM to AM coming up at 7 p.m. Justin is in Floral Park. Justin, you're on the Fan.
What's going on, Keith? How are you, buddy?
I'm good. Thanks for checking in.
And they got him because my stupid Buffalo Bills traded with them again and gave him Worthy. And
it just doesn't make sense.
I know. It just doesn't.
It didn't make sense at the time, but now that you see that, like, this is a team that you need to beat. You just gave them a weapon.
Exactly. I mean, it's just unbelievable. I'm not even going to go in there. But listen, as bad as Josh Allen is, you still would take him on your team, I'd hope, over Dak Prescott.
Absolutely.
Because,
I like his game. I have no knocks on him outside of the turnovers. But you know why he's going to turn the ball over?
I mean, he's got to do everything himself.
Brett Favre turned the ball over. Some of the best guys turned the ball over. Tony Romo turned the ball over. It's going to happen when you're taking chances, when you're going for it, when you're trying to make plays. I understand it. Josh Allen, like you just said, has to do so much on his own to create. Sometimes the ball's not going to bounce your way.
100%. So two things, one on Lamar and then one on the Yankees quickly. So Lamar, I love his game. My son is a huge Raven fan. But the one thing about Lamar is I just never see the sense of urgency when the game is clicking, you know, down a couple minutes left. I just don't see the sense of urgency with him sometimes. And that's the one knock on him. I love his game. He's amazing. Listen, it was a tiptoe. I mean, it was unbelievable, that drive.
Game of inches.
But I just feel like sometimes it's just the sense of urgency with him. Like, especially in, like, the first half. I feel like there's always a feeling out process with him. And it takes a little bit of time for him to...
If anything, I felt like he was panicking late. I felt like he looked frantic late. He looked like, what do we do? What do we do? Come on, bro. You're the MVP of the league.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's funny. We played a drop for almost a year about Patrick Mahomes, the fourth and long pod. Without a question, he's calm. It's Michael Jordan-like. And maybe he doesn't get it done, or maybe but that is what Mahomes is in the moment with the game, you know, coming down to the finish.
Yep.
At the end there, it felt like Lamar was just hoping and reacting and reaching and trying to make something happen. No, you gotta know.
Yeah, and I do like that they were gonna go for two though. That is smart because you know, you're on the road and you just want to
get out of there.
You know, gotta get out of there. As far as the Yankees go, Keith, I just don't know what they're doing, man. Why is Dominguez not up, number one?
He homered again.
Why are they sending down these relievers that actually are decent? I just don't get it, man. I just don't know what the game plan is. Why is Holmes still the closer on this team? Like, it's just like they have no... Speak of sense of urgency. Do they realize they have to win the division because they don't want to be in the wild card round? It's not like back in the day where it didn't matter if you won the division or the wild card. You know, you still had a better chance of getting to the series. Now it's a real crapshoot if you don't win the division. You're in a big disadvantage.
I agree. I feel like they're not good enough to play... four rounds. Like, they're not good enough to play wild card, DS, CS, World Series. Like, they're going to get tripped up. And you said, do they not realize, like, they're supposed to win this division? Like, the Orioles had so many injuries, lost so many guys in their rotation. They have so many young players. They had to trade for players. They're DFAing players. They're trying to figure it out on the fly. You have Juan Soto. You have Aaron Judge. You have Gerrit Cole. You're supposed to win the division, but you're acting like, whatever. It's all right in front of us, maybe.
Last thing, Keith. What is this love affair with Verdugo? I just don't get it. Like, the guy was great in the beginning. He was a dog. Now he literally is nothing, man. He's got to be hurt. Why are they playing this guy?
Maybe he's hilarious in the group chat. I don't know. I have no idea. The guy's been here for 6-7 months, and he gets this loyalty like he's been here for 6-7 years. Like,
exactly.
I don't get it. If he's hurt, then that's even more reason to take him out.
It's just, I can't believe what I'm watching. And, you know, it's coming down to that series against Baltimore. But we should seriously have like a 4 or 5 game lead by now.
Oh, yeah, of course. Just off of Clay Holmes' blown saves. Or how many games that, like, I don't know, man. It's super frustrating. Thanks for the call, Justin. I really don't even want to talk about it. Today they will play in Wrigley on the north side of Chicago. It's an amazing ballpark. I've never been to Fenway. I've been to Wrigley 10 times. I've never not had a blast there. Like, it is, if you like baseball, if you like drinking, if you just like, you know, going to other ballparks and seeing the culture and vibe somewhere else, on the north side of Chicago, they do it right. I almost made this trip. One of my best friends, Mike Bowling, you guys might see him on BR Betting. He does the first basket props on BR Betting's Instagram. He also works for the Cubs. He was in the fan cave with me when I was a Yankee fan. He was a Cub fan. And when I first met him, I had never been to Chicago. And we got out of the fan cave, and that December I flew to Chicago, and I just started going back all the time. And I was there in 2017. It was amazing sweeping them. I had a video, man. I found a broom like on this like back area of Wrigley. And I have a video of him chasing me down. I got the broom because the Yankees went there and swept them. I always tell the story about how I love Brett Gardner because I was in the left field bleachers surrounded by Cubs fans, enemy territory. And they were dogging Gardner, and Gardner hit that home run to win it. So, man, I hope there's more vibes and energy. Like I said, it's a homecoming. You know, Rizzo going back there, he's a king out there. There was a mural painted for him. It might still be up out there. I mean, he won the World Series there. They hadn't won the World Series in 108 years. And I remember seeing they were FaceTiming me, and back then I was on Snapchat. Like, you know, their Snapchats is like to see, you know, generations of fans win the World Series, to see my friends out there, like they're all, you know, huddled up in the same apartment because they won it on the road. I believe they were in Cleveland, and to see people just flooding the street out there. I think it's called Addison, and Addison Russell played for them back then. You know, Wrigley is amazing. If you ever get a chance to go, they have a hotel right across the street, the Zachary Hotel, Hotel Zachary, something like that. Theo Epstein did an amazing job with, you know, figuring out how to get that team to a championship, win it, and to build that area up around it. But if you ask me, you know, I think the Yankees lose 2 out of 3 there. I hope they get a game. I hope they get this first one today. But, man, they have built so many bad habits and have gone through the motions for so long. It's almost like it's just accepted to fail. It's almost like there's always an excuse. And that's not good enough. It's so opposite from what the fan base is screaming right now, right? Like Justin just called about, like, why are they sending guys down? Why are they doing this? Why are they not calling guys? Like the fan, like Dominguez homered again, right? There was a clip of Dominguez hustling and getting on base, and then Ben Rice hits a home run. So like Dominguez is down there doing everything right. I feel like the baseball gods are looking at this and they're looking at the Yankees. I put out a tweet. I said, no good will come your way until you call Dominguez up. He should be here. Alex Verdugo, like I said, I don't know. It doesn't make any sense to me. If this guy is hurt where the manager is taking up for him saying, yeah, he's beat up, he picks his spots, what the hell are you talking about? If he's hurt, then get him out of there. Play Grisham. And really, don't play Grisham, play the Martian. 888-808-1019. They could end this. Like, the Martian played tonight. I know it's this morning now, but he played tonight. They could say tomorrow, hey, we want you to join us in Chicago. And he can play Saturday and Sunday. But they'd rather stay stuck on stupid, man. It's so disappointing. It's so disappointing because you just feel like inevitably they're going to come up short in October. And there's, like, all of the, you know, ugly themes are going to rear their ugly heads. And it's just going to be like, we told you, Clay couldn't be the closer. But you wanted to go through the motions with him until he had 11 blown saves and it was too late. You didn't make a move at the deadline. Now you want to go closer by committee and none of these guys are ready for it. Like, you're literally going to test it out for a month. You don't have time. And then in the biggest moments, when the lights are bright as ever and everybody's watching, oh, yeah, go for it, Ian Hamilton, who hasn't pitched for months, get us this last 3 outs. Or I know some of you want Luis Gil in that opportunity. Are you crazy? Like we're going to put a rookie in there who walks guys, a rookie in there who's never done it. Now he's the answer. I know his stuff makes you think that he can get it done, but like the Yankees have been just so arrogant and negligent in so many different ways. And you know, complacency is contagious, man. Juan Soto in right field, ball flying over his head, not playing the ball. Like, man, play up, bro. Lock in. Even Judge. And I know it's hard for us to critique Judge or criticize Judge. I told you he's the greatest Yankee I've seen, greatest player I've watched. But, man, get to the ball, drop it in center field. That's a 95 catch probability. Like, hello, know where to go with the ball, Cap. Know who to throw to the cutoff man. Like those little things. Like, I don't know. It's good to have a break from watching the Yankees tonight. I hope that, you know, with this homecoming of Stroman going back to Chicago, Efros going back to Chicago, Mark Leiter Jr. going back to Chicago. Like, that's another thing, too. And I saw people, man, I hate Twitter. People are just dumb on Twitter. I made a comment about, you know, Boone mentioning the turf. It just sounds soft and weak. I understand getting players out of a game that is lost, that is out of hand, that you did somewhat have a rally in your bones and come back. But when you talk about the turf, and you cite that as a reason of getting these guys off the turf, and it's not the Tropicana turf, it's not the Astrodome, like, it's not AstroTurf. Like, what are we doing? What are we talking about? It sounds super soft and super weak. They have a day off. Oh, we're going to get these guys off their feet. They have a day off in between because they have to travel to Chicago. It's just weak, man. These guys are coddled. Hella excuses made for them. And like, it just starts to fester. It starts to get to a point where it's like, if Verdugo can trot down the first base because he ran into the wall in Washington and his knee is banged up or whatever, like, what are we doing? It makes everybody else feel like, oh, they don't have to go that hard. Makes everybody else mope around. I said it the other night in my rant. Shout out to people that hit me, that listened to it after. And even Fleegs, who was producing, he was like, that was one of your better opens. I was like, that wasn't even a prepared open. That was a reaction to the post game. And that was a to hell with these notes. I'm just going to speak freely as a Yankee fan to other Yankee fans listening and hope that somebody hears me, man. 888-808-1019. Back to talking football, because it was so refreshing tonight to have bets to watch, to have plays to watch, to, you know, just like get a break from the nonsense with the Yankees, whether it's throwing the ball around, you know, giving up homers, guys out of the bullpen getting rocked. Like, they had a miserable week this week. And you know what I think it is? It's because Sunday, when the week started, we woke up to Duke Ellis being called up and not Jason Dominguez. Rocco is in Saratoga Springs on the fan. What's up, Rock?
How you doing, Keith, my buddy?
Good. Duke, football is back. We do not have to wallow in just baseball. We have football now.
That's right. And Duke is in town, and I'm not talking about Duke Ellis. I'm talking about the Duke, the football, right? They used to call it the Duke.
Duke Ellington.
Right? Duke Ellington, too. Anything but Duke Ellis. I don't know. But the Duke football. Yeah, back in the day, they called the football. It was Duke.
I'm trying to think of what's the name that it says on the football. Not Duke Ellington.
No, not Duke Ellington, man. He was a jazz musician, Duke Ellington. One of the greats. One of the greats, man.
Absolutely. I'm blanking on it.
Take the A-Train. That was one of his tunes. Take the A-Train, Duke Ellington. Yeah.
No, it just says the Duke. It just says the Duke on the football.
Yeah, it says the Duke, right? That's it. Yeah. Yeah, I know. That's the Duke. Not who? Duke Ellis? I didn't hear about this dude until he came up. Who is he? I don't know.
He's a speedster.
I don't care.
You know, he's a pinch runner.
He's only gonna pitch run. He can't hit. You know. He's the modern day. You remember Homer, right? They threw him on the bases. That was it.
Yeah.
Remember?
With the Yankees, they will do everything but the obvious. They're the last to know. They're always the last to figure it out. Last to find out because. They're stubborn. They're the smartest guys in the room.
See, now you got me talking Yankees. I want to talk some football, but
we
you got
to
take
night.
In Fenway, dude. Yeah, I did. Me and my son went the first time in '96 against the Mariners, the Red Sox, and in that game, A-Rod hit a dinger, and Ken Griffey Jr. hit a dinger. Both of them in the same game. How about that? You know, taking in the game.
You picked the right one to go to.
Absolutely. No, but it's a great. We sat in the last row of the bleachers. It's a coveted seat back there. You know, people want to sit back there.
Yeah.
And it was still a great view. Still a great view.
Yeah, I'll get up there one day.
Yeah.
I just don't rock with the Red Sox.
It's not that far away either. I mean, you know, 3 hours, 3.5 hours, and you're there. And it's nice to walk around. Boston is a walkable city like New York, you know? It is. So it's a good time. So anyway, tonight, the NFL could not have scripted that game any better. Right?
Amazing.
It's like, who wrote the script on this game? You gotta be joking. Down to the last play, and the dude calls it touchdown. I was like, oh, yes, because I was pulling for Baltimore. Frankly, I was pulling for Lamar.
A lot of people bet Baltimore. A lot of people thought that the Ravens were gonna come in and beat them. Like, nah, stop doubting the Chiefs.
I know, but I was pulling for Baltimore. MVP Lamar goes in there, upsets KC. That was my script. It didn't work that way, but heck of a game, man. Yeah. And some of these guys, man, Worthy, what the heck? Where did he come from? I mean...
He's shot out of a cannon. This kid is so fast.
Wow. I think Kelce is going to hang him up soon or
something.
Yeah,
this has got to be his last year. They just need him around as like a captain, as a OG, but he's not going to be tearing up defenses.
Not with this kid. Are you kidding?
No, they've got weapons now. I made a joke about
this,
some of the drops.
They're reloading.
Last year they led the league in drops.
But
of course. And they have the best coach, the best defensive coordinator tandem, best quarterback. Like, they're not going anywhere.
Yeah, he's a great defensive, but he can't be a head coach. He had a couple of shots at it.
Good.
Didn't work out.
I'm good. He's a senior citizen. He should finish. He should finish right next to Andy Reid and keep getting rings.
That's it. He shouldn't. Yeah, don't take a head coaching job again. Stay where you are. Right, and do what you do best. That's what he does best. I don't know. You're pulling for KC, Keith, huh?
It's not that I'm pulling for them. I think everybody's tired of them, but it's like there's nothing you can do about greatness. Like, there's nothing you can do about dominance. Like, it is their time. They, again, have a team that is built to win. They have a division that I don't trust Gardner Minshew, Bo Nix, Justin Herbert to beat them. Like, I think they have a cakewalk.
Yeah, you're right. You're right about that because of that fact that there is no one else out there to challenge them.
Thanks for the call, Rocco. I just think that it's like you guys saw it for years with Tom Brady. Tom Brady playing in the East with the Bills, the Dolphins, and the Jets. It's just like if that's who you have to face week in and week out, I mean, you got a guaranteed 6-7 wins. You got guaranteed 6 wins, and then you get your other wins elsewhere. Even if you drop a game, like they're gonna be one of the top seeds if they get home field advantage. Arrowhead is a tough place to play, one of the loudest places, man. Those people out there in Missouri, you know, God bless the people that were affected by the shooting and the tragedy that happened in the Super Bowl parade. Is not deterring anybody from coming out. Those aerial shots, there was not an open seat in that place. That's what they do out there. They play football out there. They watch football out there. They win trophies out there. And Mahomes is not done, yo. They now like Rashee Rice. I know he's got some pending charges. They may pend all the way to February. That guy's gonna play. He's playing. He played tonight. Worthy, the kid Worthy is on skates. Tyreek Hill tweeted, that boy is rolling. Oh my God. Like when you saw him score that first touchdown, I'm like, he was barely touched. He was a blur. Pacheco, jitterbug, pounding the ground, pounding a rock. Wait till they get Carson Steele going. Pirine, like Hollywood Brown. They got a bunch of tight ends. I was already talking about Peyton Hendershot from the Dallas Cowboys. Wait till they get him going. I think he's better than Noah Gray and Justin Watson. Definitely better than old man Travis Kelce, Travis Swiftie. I can't hate on the greatness. I came on The Fan 2 years ago, and everybody was picking the Bills, and I was like, nah, man, it's the tandem of Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. They're not going to be stopped unless they're not healthy. If they can knock Mahomes out, maybe. But that's it. 888-808-1019. Rudy's up in the Bronx. We're still talking about Thursday Night Football, the first NFL game of the year. Rudy?
Hey, Keith, man. Yeah, I'm right here.
What's up?
I love you, man. I enjoyed the football game today, so tonight, so much. I totally forgot about baseball. And now all of a sudden, I'm listening to you, and you bring it back, and we're bringing back baseball again. I'm like, oh, no.
I don't want to, but you know, you know what? The callers are Yankee fans. They're football fans and Yankee fans. We enjoyed the game, but they can't. You know, Justin called, and he had to bring it up to me, and I had to talk about it, but I don't want to talk about it because tonight was a refreshing night on the couch for me, not worrying about pitch count, not worrying about who's coming out of the bullpen, not worrying if Gleyber Torres is going to make an error, not worrying about if DJ is going to mess up at first base. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was a refreshing night to be like, man, we're back.
Yes, yes, absolutely, man. It's amazing. And I'm like, oh, my God, tomorrow? Uh-oh.
Packers, Eagles. It's going to be lit. I mean, it might be just as crazy as this game. This game wasn't that high scoring. I mean, I guess it was. The over barely hit. They had more opportunities to score, some missed field goals. I think this game coming up in Brazil is going to be different, too, because they're playing out there in Brazil. I'm going to save my knowledge of it for tomorrow, what I know about where they're playing and the soccer teams that play out there. And I know there's, like, crime, and they're saying, the NFL shouldn't be playing out there. It could make for a wacky game, but like, aren't you just relieved that it's not just Yankee baseball every night? There's other stuff on. So if the Yankees want to play stupid and they want to get beat and then tell you in the post game it's all right in front of us, then all right, people are going to start tuning that out.
Oh, my God. I love it. You say everything that is so right. That's why I don't call that much, because you say everything. Everything that is just right.
Yeah, because I keep it a buck. I keep it real. We like football around here, around everywhere. as soon as the Yankees want to, that's another reason why I was disappointed. Thanks for the call, Rudy. Appreciate you, man. I'm a diehard Yankee fan, obviously. I've diehard a bunch. But I'm one of those people that lobbies and campaigns for baseball, right? The homie's like, why do you watch baseball? Why you go to so many baseball games? It's corny. I'm not rocking with that. I can't tell you anybody on the team. But I love the game. I've loved it since I was a kid. I love going to baseball games. I'll be in the stadium next week. Maybe with a Martian mask on if they don't call this kid up. I might have to go to Halloween, whatever. What is the Spirit of Halloween? They're gonna open those up in a couple weeks. I got to order one because they're not open yet. And just show up to Yankee Stadium with a Martian mask on so they can get the idea. But why I was disappointed was because there was this runway. I remember talking about when the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs ended, when the NBA finals ended. I'm like, okay, baseball, you have the floor. Yankees, it's your time. And just in these last couple weeks before the NFL really got going like it did tonight, I'm like, yeah, the Yankees got the soft spot of the schedule. Yeah, the Yankees got an opportunity here to build a cushion. Yeah, the Yankees are getting healthy again. Yeah, here we go. It's all right in front of them. Now's the time. Now's the time, and they messed that up. So that's on them. That's on them. The time has expired on you. Now people are more worried about their fantasy team than their real-life baseball team. 888-808-1019. Now people are trying to hit these bets, these profit boosts, these bonus bets. You know, and now that it started, the NFL is king. The NFL is king. Because your wife might not want to, you know, sit up and watch the whole Yankee game with you, but she'll watch the first half of the NFL game. You know, they want to see how many times they're going to show Taylor Swift. She is not fine. They're gasser. Goodness. Like, they, how much they got to show her? Kelce catches the first pass. She's, like, hugging Kelce's mom like he just scored a touchdown. I'm like, didn't we do this already? And then, like, I just saw all the reaction to the outfit she was wearing. I'm like, I don't know. What are y'all seeing that I'm not seeing? I mean, I get it. You know, she's talented. I get it that, you know, she's super smart. But, man, they're acting like she's some type of model. I was like, the hype around Taylor Swift, man, I don't need it. But I'm not going to hate on it because people just be like, oh, don't talk about it then. We have to talk about it. It's now a part of NFL football. It's now a part of the Chiefs' kingdom. It's the Chiefs' kingdom, and we're all living in it. The head coach doesn't have to call timeouts. The defensive coordinator is allowed to call timeouts. we're all living in it.
pregame, before this game, they do a sit-down conversation with multiple-time Super Bowl champion, Super Bowl MVP, multiple-time league MVP Patrick Mahomes, and they got this man talking about Taylor Swift drawing up plays. What? Andy, this is Andy Reid's team. Taylor Swift does not have to draw up a single formation. Miss me with it. Just stop. It's propaganda. It's nonsense. Andy Reid is going to take a play from, it's just dumb, man. But I guess, you know, they brought it around with Mahomes talking about, you know, I have a daughter, I'm a girl dad, and it's great to see all these young girls into football because of Taylor. And sure, sure, I'm not a girl dad. Boy dad, no dad bod. Shout out to Jackson. 888-808-1019. This show is over in the next 25 minutes. So if you'd like to call up, if you'd like to join the show, if you want to talk about the game that we saw tonight, 27-20, the Chiefs are 1-0, the Ravens are 0-1. It was an exciting game. We can do that. If you want to get a word in on the Mets and their postseason chances, as they are there. You left them for dead. They have 9 lives. They're back. They're right there. It is going to be a crazy 3-4 weeks here down the stretch. And for the Yankees, whatever, they're going through the motions. And they think that they're so good they can just turn it on. How many times we see that with the Yankees? Yeah, they're just going to turn it on in the postseason. No, no, this is who you are. This is who you've become. And it's going to be harder to turn it off than it is to turn it on. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I got to break it down. I will be right back.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
New England has no timeouts remaining, 23 seconds to play, and the Jets
are going officially now to the AFC Championship game against the Pittsburgh Steelers.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Oh, yeah. That's how I'm going to be bopping around my living room Sunday at like 12:30 before Red Zone starts. Before I start throwing stuff in the oven, putting the chips in the bowl. Probably already have a couple beers cracked. It is what it is, man. It's a party. I don't know, man. Sunday is like one of my favorite days. It always has been. You know, you go through the work week and you get to Sunday and everybody's doing the same thing. In my house, which, you know, it's just my wife and my son. We already have the tradition of like, hey, it's Sunday fun day. We're just going to eat. We're going to hang out. We're not going anywhere. I got a new couch this year because my old couch just, I used to make me so mad. The old couch couldn't fit more than like two people on it. Now we've got a bigger couch, got the TV set up. I cannot wait. I'm the type of person like, I have multiple fantasy teams, parlays, bets. I don't want to go to the NFL games. I don't want to go to the bar. I used to be a bar guy. I used to go to the bar. I'm not trying to get that drunk. And I'm also not trying to go. Like, I just, you get older and you realize the best way to watch the NFL and do all of the Red Zone parlay fantasy football is in your own home, in your own house, and setting it up, man, having unlimited food, drink, and access to a clean bathroom with no line, no wait. 888-808-1019. It is a holiday every Sunday. And, you know, I talk about, you know, unfortunately, I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan, but I also tell y'all, stay down till you come up. And I came around on it this past weekend. Like, you know, the Yankees pissed me off. So do the Dallas Cowboys. They're one and the same. They're almost like, they're almost the same type of franchise. They're almost identical as far as like, they just do things to piss the fan base off. Jerry Jones always holding out with players and acting like, oh, yeah, like he's not going to pay him. Oh, Zeke who? Or, you know, this time around it was telling CeeDee Lamb, oh, yeah, I don't have any urgency to get it done. CeeDee Lamb's on Twitter laughing at him like, LOL, yeah, you should have some urgency to get it done. I just had the best season for a receiver that you've ever seen, that any of us have ever seen, but... You know, I came around on it this weekend as I was going through my closet and kind of, you know, packing up some summer clothes, and I found the bag of all my Dallas gear, and I'm like, listen, I'm a Dallas fan. It's all I know. I know people roast me for it. I know people don't like to hear it, but it is what it is. Judge me. I made myself a Cowboys fan off the TV. Nobody told me to do it. My pops didn't make me a fan. My pops is a Dolphins fan. I dodged that one. You know what I'm saying? Like, I picked this. I chose this plight. I chose this struggle. And it's not that much of a struggle. September, October, November, December. That's fun. Usually every Sunday, it's how about them Cowboys? Hold up, hold up. We them boys. It's, you know, putting on a Dak Prescott jersey, a Micah Parsons jersey, and, like, actually winning games in the regular season, you know, these last few years. The clown show part, the misery part comes in the playoffs. 888-808-1019. I got a sneaky suspicion, though. I got a sneaky suspicion that they're going to beat the Browns. I got a sneaky suspicion. There's a lot of talk about this Browns game with the Dallas Cowboys and the Browns being 2.5-point favorites. And Joe Flacco is not playing for the Browns. Deshaun Watson, he's still got to show me. And yeah, I know Myles Garrett is a problem, but so is Micah Parsons. Micah Parsons trying to get paid. Micah Parsons trying to be Defensive Player of the Year. CeeDee Lamb's ready to roll. CeeDee Lamb's ready to roll. I'm very interested to see what the Dallas Cowboys running backs look like. Dalvin Cook won't be ready. It'll be Ezekiel Elliott and Rico Dowdle, but don't sleep on Rico Dowdle. Maybe you picked him up late in your fantasy drafts. Like, look at Justice Hill tonight. Justice Hill is a guy, I was like, man, Justice Hill is going to get all those check down Charlie passes. He's not going to have too many rushes because those rushes are going to be Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson. But
I mean, in a PPR league, Justice Hill tonight had 6 catches for 52 yards. He gets in the end zone. That's a solid fantasy performance. And they're not throwing a ball to the Dallas Cowboys. They're not throwing a ball to Ezekiel Elliott. He ain't got the legs like that. That'll be Rico Dowdle catching the ball. I'm very interested to see. What I'll say is, you know, it's a 425 game. Almost the whole country will get to see it. It's in Ohio. I don't know. I think the Dallas Cowboys with Brandon Aubrey, they might just be able to kick their way to a victory. I know that Browns defense is tough, but Dak Prescott, he's seen every defense. I think it'll be a low-scoring game. The over-under is 40. I think it's a low-scoring game. It's going to come down to the kicking game. I think the Cowboys can win that one. And I wasn't feeling that way for months. I'm like, oh, they're definitely going to lose to the Browns. But I got a sneaky suspicion that they're going to be ready to roll. They've done a lot more winning over the last few years than the Browns have. And Deshaun Watson is suspect. The winning that the Browns did last year, they did that with Joe Flacco. They did not do that with Deshaun Watson. So they also don't have Nick Chubb. If they make them one-dimensional, the Dallas Cowboys, where it's, yo, Deshaun Watson has to beat them, that's going to be tough. And, you know, the kicking game is important. To jump to the Jets game, I was talking about this with one of my friends. I saw a picture of Greg Zuerlein. He looked jacked. And I think 3 years ago, he was the kicker for the Dallas Cowboys. He wasn't effective. He wasn't good. And I thought he was done. I thought, nope, he's over the hill. No more Greg the Leg. No more Legatron. This guy is washed. No, he had some back issues. But no, he's healthy now. He's in shape now. He's ready to go now. And that Jets game Monday night is going to be standalone. It's going to be the only game. And I think that's going to come down to some kicking too. You know, now that you have Aaron Rodgers as your quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, you know, if the offense is starting on the 30-yard line with this new kickoff, Aaron Rodgers is going to be able to get you across midfield. Aaron Rodgers is going to be able to get you across the 40-yard line, the other 40-yard line. Like, Legatron is good from 50. You're going to be able to get 3 points more often than not. You're going to be able to get cash kicking it through the uprights. Might not be a ton of touchdowns right away. I'm not expecting Aaron Rodgers to just come out against the 49ers defense and carve them up. But I am expecting Aaron Rodgers to know what to do with the ball. And Breece Hall. Like, this is a matchup between two of the best running backs in the NFL. Breece Hall and Christian McCaffrey. And Breece Hall, he's looked like Incredible Hulk. He's ready to go. He's not coming off the ACL injury. And he was ready to go last year coming off the ACL injury. Now, he's had another year to build up, to get better. Garrett Wilson's changed his number to number 5. And I think they're going to be ready to roll. And I said this weeks ago, if they beat the 49ers, if they can steal that game from the 49ers, there's a good chance that they start off 5-0. 888-808-1019, as I've got 10 minutes left. And I'm going to lean into some of these games coming up. You know, the 49ers have had a lot of issues. This Ricky Pearsall kid from Florida that they drafted got shot in the chest just this past weekend. And through the grace of God, the bullet went right through him and, you know, didn't hit any bones or arteries. And he's cleared to play. It's crazy. But I saw a video of Deebo Samuel talking about how fans, you know, put the drop on these guys. How it's not fair and it's not safe for fans to be taking pictures of these players when they're out to eat or they're out to shop or they're just out in public being regular civilians. Because there's people that want to rob them. There's people that want to do something to them. It's kind of crazy. I say that to say this. I think that definitely hit their team, definitely shocked their team a bit. Not so much to throw them off their course. They're a cohesive unit. This is a team that's been to multiple Super Bowls in recent years. This is a team that wins a lot of games. This is a team with a great head coach. As we talk about head coach and quarterback tandems, you know, Kyle Shanahan and Brock Purdy, that's a good tandem. I know people think Brock Purdy's not that great. He is a good quarterback. And they've got a ton of weapons. And they got Trent Williams back this week. They did the deal with Brandon Ayuk. I don't know. He didn't practice all preseason, but I think he's going to be ready to roll. Deebo Samuel, we'll see what they look like, man. We'll see what their defense looks like against Aaron Rodgers. We'll see what the Jets defense looks like against the Niners offense. But, you know, that game, the over-under is 43.5. And I expect the kicking game to come into play for sure. I expect a lot of field goals. I think the Jets defense is going to be able to stop Brock Purdy. I don't know about CMC. Nobody really can stop CMC. If he, you know, he had the calf issue. If his calf is 100% and he's rolling, he's going to be tough to stop. But man, there's some firepower on both offenses. The kicking game could be huge, and I think the kicking game is going to be big for the Giants as well. Graham Gano. You know, I keep looking at that spread, that 1.5. Minnesota coming into the Meadowlands. The Vikings, who, like, I think they lost their, like, last four games in a row to end last season. The Vikings, who drafted J.J. McCarthy with their first-round pick this year, who lost Danielle Hunter. The Vikings, who's their running back? You know, Aaron Jones. Is Aaron Jones the Aaron Jones that's Green Bay Packers, Aaron Jones versus the Dallas Cowboys? Or is Aaron Jones cooked? Is he washed? I mean, the Packers moved on from him and signed Josh Jacobs. I don't know. I look at the Vikings. They got to come into New York and beat the Giants. Both these teams seem so far away from that playoff matchup 2 years ago. Sam Darnold, obviously very familiar with MetLife, seeing ghosts and whatnot. Is it going to be a story where Sam Darnold returns in a purple helmet with horns on it and Viking fans are chanting, skull, skull, skull? Like, I just can't see that. I can't see the Vikings in week one, even with Justin Jefferson, even with whatever Kevin O'Connell can draw up, I don't see them coming into the Meadowlands, into MetLife, into Giants Stadium and beating the Giants. I don't know. I just think Malik Nabers, it's going to be a big day for him. Like, they unretired a jersey for this guy. He's talking about he wants to hear the fans chant, "Leak." Man, I don't know if anybody calls you Leak besides yourself. Draft night, I saw you with a Leak chain. I think you have a better shot of Malik Nabers. Malik Nabers. But whatever. If you ball out, anything can happen. You want to see shades of Odell Beckham from the LSU kid. You want to see Daniel Jones go get it done. Go out there and distribute the pill. Go out there and deal. Throw the ball. You have Wandale Robinson. You have Jalin Hyatt. You want to see some big plays. You want to see Brian Daboll walking around calling the plays, being aggressive. I think if they get in a game where they got to go for it on fourth down, I think you're going to be surprised when you see Devin Singletary, Motor. I think you're going to be surprised with some of the play calls. I think they're going to go for it. Like, this is the Giants rounding into who they're going to be under Shane and Daboll. There's no Saquon Barkley to hand the ball to get you 3 yards in a cloud of dust. There's no Saquon Barkley to get you the first down. Like, they're going to have to really figure it out. And, I mean, on the defensive side, I think that front for the Giants is going to be a nightmare for the Vikings. Talk about Sam Darnold seeing ghosts. He's going to be seeing Spider-Man and Sexy Dexy and KT. I look at the Giants linebackers as well. Like, those guys got to handle business so that the secondary has a break. You know, it's not comforting to bring a Dory Jackson back, you know, the week before the game. It tells you a lot about the DBs, the corners. But I think they have enough to stop KJ Osborne. Justin Jefferson is arguably the best receiver in the NFL, but, like, this is going to be his first game playing with Sam Darnold. I just don't know. I'm not convinced on the Vikings. Seen the Vikings play some terrible football. Seen the Vikings rely on Josh Dobbs and, like, Jaren Hall out of BYU. I just think the Meadowlands is not the easiest place to play. It is. You know, it's going to be like good weather. It's not going to be the swirling winds or the rain. But I don't know. I would take the Giants money line. I know that, you know, the 1.5 isn't a big spread, but I'm taking the Giants money line. I just think it's the 100 years of the Giants, right? Kicking off that season. They've got the logo in the middle of the field. They've got the red jerseys. It's going to be one of those, you know, Sundays where people fire up the grill and do the whole pregame, and it's going to feel like it's supposed to feel. So I think the Giants can beat the Vikings, man. I'm not exactly sure how they do it. I think it's going to be a close game. But I just am not convinced that the Vikings are all of a sudden, you know, getting Justin Jefferson back and going to roll. 888-808-1019. C-Mac is coming up next. A couple other games that are intriguing. The matchup between C.J. Stroud and Anthony Richardson. There's a ton of hype around Anthony Richardson. He got hurt last year. We didn't get to really see him. But he was able to run the ball effectively, and he's got such a strong arm. He's able to throw the ball downfield. And, you know, now he's going to be playing with Jonathan Taylor. We haven't seen that tandem. They're going to host the Houston Texans, who everybody's high on, because they won a playoff game. And C.J. Stroud, Rookie of the Year, and Will Anderson, Rookie of the Year. They followed up the Jets with Offensive and Defensive Rookie of the Year. Great coach. They made great moves in the offseason. I already mentioned Danielle Hunter not being with the Vikings and them picking him up. Stephon Diggs not being with the Bills. They pick him up to go with Nico Collins and Tank Dell. And they also added Joe Mixon. Like, I'm very interested to see that game in Lucas Oil Stadium. What will the Colts look like without Gardner Minshew and now having their top drafted quarterback that's supposed to be some freak of nature phenom? Let's see how he plays. Let's see how he quarterbacks. Let's see how he plays a position. That's going to be a good one. I think that's going to be a good one. You got to pick some spots for some upsets, though. Like, can the Colts upset the Texans? Texans are only -3? Maybe. Maybe. I don't know. When I was looking at upsets, I was like, can the Cardinals beat the Bills? Nah. Not going up there to Orchard Park. Nah, the Cardinals, that's a long trip. That's a long trip. Can the Titans beat the Bears? I think so. I don't think that's an upset. The Bears are 3.5-point favorites. I don't know how much of an upset that is. I guess, you know, with Will Levis and those guys, they're not thinking much of them, but there's a ton of hype around Caleb Williams. Caleb Williams on Hard Knocks says he doesn't get nervous. And then the next week, he runs into the Chiefs, Mecole Hardman, some other guys. They're like, no, you're going to be nervous. You're going to get nervous. This is the NFL. We'll see. We'll see. I'm also intrigued by that Steelers-Falcons game, especially with Arthur Smith going from Atlanta to Pittsburgh. There's some stuff about Russell Wilson having a calf strain, and I don't know. They should have a package for Justin Fields. The Falcons should be a way different offense. With Kirk Cousins right away plugged in there, Raheem Morris and those guys, Drake London, Bijan Robinson, Kyle Pitts, like, they should just look completely different than Desmond Ridder down there in the Mercedes-Benz Dome in Atlanta. That Steelers defense versus the Falcons, I don't know. I think the Falcons should have that game, but you don't know. If you got to pick a spot, maybe the Steelers, man. Maybe Jaylen Warren gets going. Maybe George Pickens gets going. Got to pick some upsets. That's how you can make money, like, If you want to make money this weekend, pick something random. Pick something crazy. Put together a parlay that people tell you, no way is this going to happen. Even tomorrow, can the Packers beat the Eagles? Well, tomorrow, later tonight on Peacock. Sure, the Packers can beat the Eagles. The Packers won a game in the playoffs. The Packers, I think they have a ton of hype too. They paid their quarterback a ton of money. And are we sure? Are we sure? We're about to find out. Corinthians Arena, Sao Paulo, Brazil. NFL is a global game. They're king. They're trying to be king of the world, king of the universe. They're taking the game outside of London. Outside, you know, they're trying to hit all the continents. I'm not mad at it. I'm not mad at it at all. No, I'm not mad at any of the NFL moves, and the fact that the NFL is as popular as it is tonight was an awesome night to watch a football game, a great football game that lived up to the hype, not stress about baseball, and it unites the country. Everybody's watching the same thing. Everybody's tweeting about the same thing, and we're back. So I've got the 5-hour KM to AM signature show, 7 p.m. to 12 today. Join me. I have a couple guests. And we'll keep an eye on the Brazil game and obviously talk Mets and Yankees. C-Max coming up next. See you soon. Sports Radio 101.9 FM, WFAN, New York.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.